The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist. He withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourself." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all that we have." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave it to the disciples, who in turn gave it to the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's first reading from Isaiah 55, it says, "You shall delight in rich fare. Listen, that you may have life." Now, that word "you" in both these statements is a translation of the Hebrew word nephesh. That word can be translated different ways depending on context. So one way to translate it, number one, a soul, a living being, a life, a person. That's the one they chose for today. But it can also be translated as number two, desire, passion, appetite, or emotion. I think it's very interesting that they would use the very same word for these two very different concepts, because it shows that the Hebrew people saw that to be human, to be alive, means to desire, to seek, to long for, to be hungry. It shows that we are incomplete in ourselves, and we long to have whatever it is that will complete us. I believe that God created each one of us with a hole, an empty place in our souls. And we try throughout the course of our lives to fill this hole with various things, because it's painful to be incomplete. This hole is the force inside of each of us, which pushes us to go outside of ourselves to get our needs met. Anyone who's ever been lonely knows about the existence of that hole. Well, hopefully we learn at some point that more than anything else this side of heaven, relationships are what can fill it the most. Relationships with God and with other people. St. Augustine said in the 4th century, "O Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts find no peace until they rest in you." I think they're an answer to the modern question, what are you hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for? Remember that was a commercial quite a ways back. What are you hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for? You see, if God has designed and created us, and for a purpose, then until we come into some kind of relationship with our Creator and find that purpose, we're like a fish out of water. And we continue searching and trying to fill that hole with everything but God. That's like the song that I'm sure all of you know, "Looking for love in all the wrong places." Today's readings are about God filling that hole with what it was designed to be filled with. All of the readings speak today of our hunger or thirst and God's ability to satiate that hunger or thirst. To the Jews in exile in Babylon, God says through Isaiah, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come receive grain and eat without cost, drink wine and milk. Heed me, and you shall eat well." Now, he says this to a people who are spending their lives as slaves in Babylon. So to the Jews, this was an invitation to return now to their homeland, which God would oversee. To us, it's an invitation to a life full of meaning and purpose. Starting with the second reading from Paul, we see that it is Jesus Christ who is the agent of this new life. One of Paul's issues that he is dealing with in this letter is to prove that God does love us, does want our souls to be made complete. And he ends up saying that God's love is proved in the fact that he sent his own Son, who suffered and died for us. That is the unshakable basis of Christian faith and hope. He even says that because of this unshakable hope, no evil force can thwart Christ's love for us. Not even suffering and death can do it. In fact, they could now become occasions of greater intimacy with the God who made us. And then we have the gospel, which ends up saying that Jesus offers us more food, more of what we need, than we can actually handle. There will be 12 baskets left over that people couldn't eat because it was so filling. In other words, God doesn't give us just what we need. He gives us more than we need. He gives us a super abundant, lavish, choice feast in his Son, in the order of grace. And where is that realized most? Right here. We come to Mass and you see the environment. You see a table and a lectern, proclaimers, a priest. But do you see what God is doing here? We are participating in Jesus' sacrifice of himself for the purpose of completing our souls. And for those who truly choose to immerse themselves in that sacrifice, they don't just see the environment, the table, the lectern. They really do see God doing something wonderful here. Feeding us, satisfying every hunger and desire that we allow God to enter. It's interesting, though, what Jesus' response to the disciples' statement that the people should go home and get some food for themselves. He says to his disciples, "No, you feed them." Now, he's going to provide everything, but the disciples are going to distribute this to 5,000 men. So God gives the food, but we're expected to serve it. We're expected to serve each other. From our hands comes God's superabundance. Whenever a Christian is kind to someone just because Jesus wanted it to be that way, a little bit of the banquet comes to life, both for the giver and the recipient of that kindness. Whenever a Christian makes another person feel valued and wanted, a little bit of the banquet comes to life in this world. God invites us to feed and drink in superabundance on what we really need. The question is, are you hungry for that? Or do you look elsewhere to places that cannot satisfy?